Groups looking for project funding through the 1% sales tax continue to meet, preparing to bring their findings to the county board. With no 1% oversight committee yet in place, commissioners have encouraged local boards to collect data on their building projects. According to Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers, the tax has been collected from the beginning of April. He said it would be convenient for the tax collection to remain untapped for a year, so his office could get a clearer idea of the actual average revenue picture. After a year, it would be possible, however, for some of the smaller projects to request cash from the 1% balance. Powers feels the more likely approach will be to group all projects requesting funding in a lump sum bonding action. Bond interest rates remain low, and Powers speculates they could stay that way for a year or so. The Community Center Board of Trustees has been collecting data regarding user groups. That data gathered through surveys has been tabulated and is ready now for the use of a pre-design architect. Commissioner Bob Fenwick told the County Board Tuesday that discussions with the Senior Center to be included in the Community Center plan continue and seem positive.
There is no clear-cut answer that I have gotten from them regarding whether they actually want to move, what they would do with the old center, and so forth. But I think all those discussions with them have been positive to this point, and the discussion of their involvement with the plans of the Community Center, they look good.
According to Community Center Director Diane Booth, the board has also put together a list of other community centers located in Minnesota and Wisconsin. They plan to have groups traveling to some sites in order to bring back information about features that have been requested by these communities. Booth said the pre-design request for proposal is in outline draft form, and the group will be meeting yet this week to do a review. The Grand Marais Library Board is actively seeking to hire an architect to make final drawings of a proposed 3,000-square-foot addition planned for the east and south sides of the current library building. Inclusion of the library in a community center complex has been discussed, but according to County Board Chair Fritz Sobania, who sits on the library board, that's not about to happen. The library board has decided to keep the library where it is and add on space to almost double the current size of the building. As soon as the board gets quotes back from several architects, they will present design costs to the county commissioners and discuss funding options, including use of the 1% sales tax. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.